My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's 5 o'clock
on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Get some Hey Man Ale in your life. The original 5% alcohol blonde OG. That is our beer, guys, and you can also get the watermelon lime. I know guys have hit us up, Mike, and said, hey, I've been having issues trying to find it. More is headed your way, so be patient. Get it at your local package store, wherever you purchase Hey Man Ale, guys. Total Wine, Bullocks, all the big guys have it, and of course, you can get it at any Publix in the state of Georgia. Hey, if you're just joining us, we will certainly talk about our Falcons. Tomorrow is a big day. First preseason game. We hope to see more of Michael Penix. At least a half. That is what we have predicted. And we're asking you at Dukes and Bell 929 on Twitter with our poll question. But we'll get to that, Mike. The news, as we talked about to start the hour, is Team USA beating Serbia, coming from behind. It's just one of those things, guys. If you said if any team going over to Paris has to win,
right,
it's our men's basketball team, period. That is the team that absolutely has to win gold. Now, we've been fortunate, and of course, USA, we've won a lot of golds already. But, Mike, today, that was almost in peril with Serbia playing as well as they did.
Yeah, man, the usual suspects. Joker was, again, did not play all the minutes in those games. We talked about it yesterday. Would that be a problem with a sandbagging? Well, they got up to an amazing shooting effort. They were just crushing threes. And I got the final total. I think it was 17 three-point shots for Serbia. I mean, these guys couldn't miss. Some would say Kerr needed to do a better job getting the perimeter defenders on them. And he was a little tardy to the party on that one. But it was really Kevin Durant making good decisions, playing unselfish, then knowing when to take it to the basket. Same goes for LeBron. Steph Curry, remember earlier in the Olympics, looked really old and couldn't hit a shot. And then Steph Curry, all of a sudden, I mean, magic shoes, all of a sudden, boom, he's down the floor, getting a steal, taking it to the rack. Just unbelievable clutch.
All right. As far as the Falcons are concerned, here's the deal for us. Kirk Cousins, we know, is not going to play. And I'm going to let you hear what he said about not playing. But also, Mike, what did he take away from these practices? Now, they've had 2 days. We had the reports, hey, Falcons got after. Defensively, they did a good job. Offensive line held up. They made some plays. I think it should make you feel good as a Falcon fan. Now, it doesn't mean anything about the outcome of this game tomorrow. It's about getting in the work. So understand that. But Cousins talked about what he took away from these joint practices.
A lot came up is, hey, what do we do versus this look? And, oh, you want that? Okay. So a lot where without having these practices, we might have been not aware of some of the things we want to go to offensively. I think the intensity picked up a little bit, which honestly bothered me a little bit. I said, you know, if the pace of practice picked up, then what does that say about the previous practices? You know, we've got to be at that level all the time. So that would be my challenge. When we go back to Flowery Branch, you know, we got to practice at this pace regardless. And so that'll be an important point of emphasis, but good 2 days.
I love it. He's saying we know we can hit a switch and play at another level. We've seen it down here. Now we got to take that back and try to play that way all the time.
I like the fact, and we said this yesterday at the end of the show, it's funny because it comes up, sometimes it comes up when we talk about Trey and the Hawks. It comes up when we talk about, you know, college teams. could be anything. The clubhouse of the Braves, like who's the dude stepping up, right, when things are going south?
Yep.
That's leadership. That's a guy saying, hey, we really did. We cranked it. We found another gear against Miami, but we didn't have that gear at regular practice, and that's not the way you win in the NFL. You've got to have those practice habits, and that's a veteran quarterback saying something that Desmond Ridder, with all due respect, because he can't say, because he hasn't been there yet. He can't take that and say that. This guy's got 10 or 11 years in the NFL. He can do that. So that's the kind of thing which resonates, I think, with the younger players, and that's why these guys rally around this dude.
So what about Kirk playing in the preseason? Here was what he said yesterday in regards to how he feels about it.
It's a calculated deal of if you could promise me I'm coming out feeling no worse for the wear, absolutely. I'd love to play all four quarters. But the reality is that you can't promise me that. And so you have to be calculated and say, hey, risk versus reward. Let's get all we can in these 2 days, and then we'll protect you is really the thought process. And it has been around the league now for a while. And I got to get as many mental reps as I can, standing there with the earpiece in, looking at the coverage and trying to make sure that I'm saying to myself, okay, I go to the scout route there. Okay, I throw the sit. Okay, I progress backside of the base. Okay, get to Bijan here. So you're kind of playing the game from the sideline as you're watching.
Great stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that osmosis thing and playing right inside of your own head, making sure that you're getting the work and the reads that you need. That's what he'll be doing, not only for this game, but for the rest of the preseason. And as a guy who knows he's going to be the starter, Mike, that's frustrating because, you know, he wants to get back out there. Guys, it's been a long time. He got hurt, what, week eight last year?
Week eight. That was 8 weeks after Aaron Rodgers had his Achilles injury. And that's why we said you got to, you know, temper your expectations. What are you going to see from him? Well, he did get the work in against Miami. He's talked about how good he's looked. He's taken contact. He actually hit the ground against, remember, the Falcons practice a few days ago. So it's not like they got him, like, you know, in bubble wrap like a Fabergé egg. But you're not going to see him on Friday night. You are going to see our man, MPJ, Michael Penix Jr. We have a poll question up at Dukes of Bell 929. How much do you want to see? I said I want to see him for the entire second half. I've seen Heinicke, this other guy from Canada, whatever. I want to see Penix for the first half, period.
Yeah, me too. At minimum. Right. Because I think we've got to figure out, one, what we have. I think we've got a really good player, but you got to give him some snaps, man, and get him potentially ready just in case. That would be the worst-case scenario. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Coming up, strong-arm story of the day. We'll talk with Grant McCauley as well. Braves lose today again. Right now, things are not looking good at all for our Braves. We'll talk more about it. Hey, listen to Kirk Cousins talk about challenging Kyle Pitts. Now, I've told you, I think this is the most important piece to the offense, maybe the team, if Pitts lives up to the expectations of what we think he can do. This is Cousins saying, look, I talk to Pitts all the time.
Well, I think what he has, a couple of traits, he can really run, and those guys don't grow on trees, and then he's got length. And as a quarterback, that's really, really friendly. And so, you know, what I'm encouraging him with is to use that length as much as he can. Anytime he lets the ball into his body, I tell him that wasn't good enough. You should never let it come into your body. You're too good to let it come into your body. So I challenge him with that, and then I challenge him. I don't feel like he's running as fast as he possibly can. I say, that wasn't good enough. It was fast enough for a lot of tight ends, but for you, it got to be faster. And so I'm always saying, hey, did you run as fast as you possibly can, and did you snag it with your hands aggressive? Those are the two things I challenge him on, because I said if you do that, the production can't help but happen. And so I'm just always looking for opportunities to get him running and then give him that ball where he can go snag it.
And that's the thing, man. We had a guy last year, no disrespect, but Ridder was just trying to learn and keep his head above water, and he was struggling. And Arthur Smith was probably not making it any easier for him with some of the cockamamie plays that we were calling at the time.
Yeah.
Now you got a guy who can get the ball into a catch radius, and all our guys, one thing's for sure, Carl, we got, you know, some big dudes in Drake London and Kyle Pitts. The other guys, Mooney's a little fella. Mooney's got some size, but he's not, you know, 6'4", but he's got speed. And Mooney's going to be out there. One guy who's not, didn't mention it earlier, but Rondale Moore, it was official. We kind of knew it was going to be bad, Carl, by the reaction of the players when he got the air cast, and then they had to basically say practice is over, the ambulance comes, gets him, takes him out. But it's official that Rondale Moore on the reserve injured list with that knee injury, so we don't know if it's an ACL, but most people think it is, something along that line.
Yeah, we wish him the best. Speedy recovery, but I think they just wanted to wait, Mike, until they had all the information. You know, they took him to the hospital yesterday, and the other part of this is they probably want to contact his people, right? And let them know before the word got out, which is something that a lot of teams, you know, do. I mean, we kind of take it for granted. These injuries get popped up on social media when somebody's wife or their kids or whoever haven't even heard about what happened to them. So good news from the standpoint of it looks like he'll be okay and hopefully can recover from this, but certainly bad news that he's going to miss the entire season.
Hey, we're just talking about the NBA and all the stars doing the work in the Olympic semifinal. Just saw real quick, because I follow Trey. Trey Young just had a picture of Curry, LeBron, and Durant. Said, y'all think these three losing? You know, crying emoji, crying laughing emoji, crying laughing emoji.
Yeah, listen, they they turned it on, man. They did. I mean, and, you know, for KD and Trey, that relationship goes back to Trey being a teenager there in Oklahoma City when right. you know, KD was a player there with Russ and all those guys. And he went to games and, you know, grew up watching those guys, and now he's playing against them. But, yeah, he's right. I mean, like, there was a moment where I think O said it. We were watching in the control room, and O was like, there was a moment where they went, do y'all know who we are? Like, to Serbia, hold on. I know you guys have been leading all day.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, hold on. You guys know who we are. And they turned it on, man.
And it was just fun to watch. I mean, look, it's funny. I've seen the full range. I saw some guys' social medias. Our buddy Bo Morgan from the morning shift. Damn, going to cesspool. Some guys, like, rooting against. It's America, guys. I mean, you don't like people don't like the NBA. I don't know what your beef is. But when it's the going gets tough and these guys are down 13 going into it. Remember, only 10-minute periods. Guys cranked it up.
They did.
You know, I mean, the clock is ticking, and it's just great to see the whole package. Now, some guys are saying, you know, with all due respect, you know, you do have a guy in Jason Tatum who can handle some of these situations, you know.
He didn't get a lot of run, huh?
Did he ever get in the game?
He played 0 minutes today.
Never got off the bench. Steve Kerr's going to get some heat for that. As well he should. You know, I know that Derek White's a better defender, but still, Tatum just won an NBA Finals, you know. Got the monkey off his back for a guy who's been told he can't win the big one.
No, it's true. It's true. So Kerr went with his vets, huh? Is what you're saying?
Went with nut cutting time with the OGs.
The last 5 minutes, I think he was the starting lineup. It was Durant and Booker, Curry, LeBron, and Joel Embiid.
Yeah, and Booker was deferring.
Oh, yes, he was.
Booker, no, you go ahead and take it.
Book went for 18 the other night. But yeah, he was. You guys can take it from here.
You guys go ahead and take it. 404-726-0929. All right, coming up, our strong arm story of the day. Also, as we mentioned, Braves lose. A guy hit me up. He said, all right, so what do we do? Nothing. You're waiting to get guys back. Mm-hmm. You can't make any moves. The trade deadline is come and gone. You can adjust the team from within. You can bring guys up. And by the way, Eddie Rosario designated for assignment. It didn't work. Right. So that's you're just waiting right now to hopefully get a little bit more healthier and then see what happens. But we'll talk with Grant about it. All right, Strong Arm Story of the Day is coming up next.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Cleveland Browns envision their new 2-point
of the day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
When things don't go your way, you look for reasons why. And right now, Braves fans are searching for reasons. So if you go to social media, and I suggest you don't, you see all kinds of things that are surfacing. Things like, oh, the Braves miss Ron Washington and Eric Young.
Right.
You see things like they never should have made this deal or that deal. Here's the deal for us. When Acuna and Strider went down, we knew it was going to be a challenging season. You just did. But we still felt like we had enough to potentially get it done. And what has happened this year is, right now, today, August 8th, we have not consistently hit the way that we thought we would. That's number one. Forget about the other stuff. That's number one. Then what has happened since then, and us not being able to consistently score and hit and do the things that we thought we would be able to, some of the pitching that we had come to count on has gone away. And that you add that, Mike, to the fact that the team overall is just not playing good, and you see what happens today. A 6-home-run, 20-hit barrage by the Brewers. That's what they did to us today.
Yeah, and it's one of those where, you know, Charlie Morton, the rotation, we always bank on the pitching. And we spent so much time earlier this year talking about, wow, Ronaldo Lopez and Chris Sale have been amazing. You know, and Max Fried now, of course, you know, coming back in the fold after maybe needing a rehab start. Didn't look great, but hopefully he'll get it in gear. But Morton has been really, you know, up and down. At this stage, Carl, at some point, every year giving Charlie Morton $20 million at this stage of the game, you're just not going to get the bang for the buck. But today, he was ineffective. I thought Sale, it's hard to get on a guy who had 10 strikeouts, especially when the ump was just miserable last night, and Chipper and Glavin and Smoltz and Frenchie were all over it last night talking about it. But Sale needed to give you a 6 or 7 inning outing to stop the bleeding. You got a 3-game losing streak going into that game last night, and then Sale just couldn't get you, you know, deep in save the bullpen. It's frustrating. If it's not, literally, Carl, it's the definition. If it's not one thing, it's the other. Just real quick, the numbers. Everybody who's a Braves fan keeps saying, well, we're number one in the wild. No, you're not. Wild card's slipping away now. You were 19-9 those first two games in March and then the month of April.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, the Braves are 41-45, which gets back to what you said yesterday up at Taco Mac. You're just not a good baseball team.
No.
Whatever the circumstances, the injuries, the streaky hitting, you know, the slumps, you're 41-45 since May 1st. Period. End of story.
Braves gave up 36 hits over the past two games. 36. That's embarrassing. They were outscored 34-12. Well, this has been our Achilles the entire season. That's embarrassing. And now we're on a 5-game losing streak. So they'll head to Colorado where the ball flies out and maybe try to, you know, redeem themselves. But the bigger question is, as we get through this month and into September, what is this team to you? Are they a playoff team? Are they a World Series team? Because if you went back to those numbers that Mike's talking about in April and May, many of you said, hey, we're still going to be fine. This is a World Series team. We're going to have enough to get this done. What we didn't know, and this brings us to this topic, Mike, we didn't know Olsen was going to be as terrible as he's been. And say what you want about Freddie Freeman. He never had a down year like this.
No. You and I were just talking during the break.
Ever.
I said to Carl, when we go back and look at the 21 season, when you overcome Acuna and all the other injuries, remember Darno got hurt. There were all these little different, you know, situations that we had to rally around. Pitching was always a banged up issue that year, but Freddie was the constant. Freddie was a 300 hitter. Ozzie hit. Dansby had a career year, and Austin Riley established himself as the man at third. Yeah, Matt Olson is just streaky as all get out, and you know his baseball card tells you he's not as bad as this, but he's not much better. He's a 227 right now, so. He's not good, and it is what it is. Sean Murphy is not a good all-around baseball player. He's a great defensive catcher, but he, too, is ice-cold, streaky bad. Can't hit. And last year, when he was in, you know, we had a decent year last year, but when he was struggling at all, he was picked up because everybody else in the lineup was on fire.
Correct. And the part about Freddie is you can't go back and undo the deal,
no.
Right? But Olsen, last year, you felt like we're going to get this every year. We're going to be fine because that were they were comparable numbers to what Freddie Freeman gave you.
It's a 251 hitter. So what was Murphy last year, by the way.
And I would have taken that this year. But you know what I'm missing? The home runs.
Right.
I'm missing the RBI and the home runs. So what happened last year is you had Acuna with the record-breaking year who was getting on and creating havoc. 70-some-odd stolen bases, guys? Come on. He's got the power numbers. He's setting the table. Guess what we don't have this year? Since Acuna went down, we don't have anybody doing that. And I'm not talking about just a stolen base. I'm talking about setting the table, getting on, creating habit. We've gone through hitter after hitter after hitter trying to figure that out. In the meanwhile, Olsen has not produced. And it's just something that we have to look at as you say, hey, as we turn the page, whatever next season is going to be, everybody just thinks, all right, we get healthy. Strider comes back. Acuna comes back. And everything will be fine. But the problem is, Mike, this is a season that scares me. Hmm. This is a season that says, was he the guy we got last year, or is he the guy we're getting this year? Are we more prone to see him be this guy than what we got last year?
And that's the thing. You realize you got six home runs from, like, Matt Olson in the month of August and July?
Where are the power numbers?
I mean, we were the biggest slugging OPS, every metric. Average, we were number one in batting average this year. We told you yesterday we were 19th. But Matt Olson is just, and again, the leadership. We talked about this off the air. Freddie, you know, we did laugh at his expense because he got emotional. Should have let his agent maybe keep him in the loop for what he was ultimately going to do. He goes to L.A. The die is cast. But Freddie was clutch and he was a leader. We break his balls about being the old school guy and the curmudgeon about the eye black and the don't put the sunglasses over the A on the hat. But I don't know. Maybe this team needs it. Maybe this team needs somebody to be an old pain in the ass in that clubhouse. I don't know. I heard a great interview they did with Ozzy last night. I'd like to think of Ozzy as kind of a leader on this team.
Yes.
But, you know, you cannot replace Acuna. 2021, you did the Moneyball thing and you found the way to replace his production. But this year, you have never done it. You've never done it.
404-726-0929. Yes, we're analyzing all of this because we did not expect our team to be in this position. And now that they are, as I've said to you, Atlanta, we've got to be realist. And this is not a World Series team. And many of you now are starting to believe this might not be a playoff team with the way things are going. By the way, Eddie Rosario, speaking of Mike going back to 2021, who was the NL Series, you know, NL Championship Series MVP, designated for assignment. So when I saw this today and Turtle hit us up and was like, yeah, Rosario, and I just was like, this was Alex's attempt to try something. But it didn't work. And I didn't feel like it was going to work, Mike. And I said, this is not going to work. You can't go back and rekindle what you had in 2021. It felt good because you were familiar with them. But so what?
Yeah, he batted 183. But this goes back to the weird crossroads that Alex Anthopoulos found himself at the trade deadline. You know, you got Kelnick under contract. He's cheap. You know, you got Money Harris. He's out. He's supposed to get back here soon. Acuna returns to the outfield. Technically, you know, Soler could just be a pinch hitter. And occasionally, oh, God, you put him in the outfield because he's – look, to say that Soler is a butcher in the outfield is unfair to guys who cut meat for a living, you know. But it just is what it is. So they went with the happy medium. Maybe Randy Arozarena was the play, but then now you find yourself with five outfielders under contract for the next year. There's no way to make that work.
No. Somebody's got to go.
Right.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to go.
But look, I'm not making an excuse for Alex, guys. I'm just saying – I mean, the only thing is, do you look at Arcia? Arcia's gotten it back. He's gotten better. Would you have said, okay, I'm going to do a big upgrade and go get a slugging third? Then you got to give up the rest of your farm system. So
it's not worth it.
And then you begin. Then there's the question that nobody ever wants to ask. Maybe Alex doesn't think this team's winning the World Series this year, which you just said yesterday.
Yes.
He'll never admit it.
No.
But baseball guys know when the team has it, when they don't.
Yeah. You just try to fill the void, which I give him credit for. He tried, but it wasn't going to work. 404-726-0929. Braves lose 16-7. We're going to find out what Grant McCauley thinks coming up.
But now scored 34-12.
He covers the Braves. And can we get going? I mean, it's not like we're not out of it.
Well, can Money Harris? We'll ask Grant. Can Money Harris and Ozzy get in there sooner than later?
But it's a confidence thing, guys. For me, this is about having the confidence that the team can do the necessary things to be great. When it matters. Grant's going to move. All right. So 6:20.
Okay.
Okay. So you know what? We're going to shuffle some things around. We're going to bring our man DJ Shockley in. He's going to talk some dogs with us and some football and some Falcons. And we'll put Grant at 6:20. So stay there. We're going to talk some football next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll grab Grant McCauley in the 6 o'clock hour. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mike, the news today, and Rambo just hit me up. He said, man, bench Steve Kerr for the gold medal game. Fellas, what was he doing today?
Yeah, there's a lot of folks that are saying, and it's pretty funny, some of the analysis of the game saying, wow, man, you know, a 6'10 guy with a big wingspan that can play defense. Oh, yeah, you have that. Jason Tatum can play both ends of the floor. Maybe that's somebody you want to use. Yeah, he definitely went with the OGs, went with the veterans, and look, they got the result. But there was a lot of second guessing on Steve Kerr, his rotations, not really having the best defensive footwork out there against those 3-point shooters. A perimeter defense was lacking at times. So yeah, he's gonna have a lot of questions to answer, even in the victory.
Here's my deal, right? I don't double Joker. Like, you don't have to be a defensive genius or an NBA coach to know this. Right. If Joker scores 50, Mike, great. They're not winning. But they were winning because we were doubling him, and Joker's doing what he does with Denver. Kicks it out to those shooters, and they were knocking down threes. Guys, they had 17 threes against us. So the defensive game plan should have just been, hey, whoever's guarding him, Embiid, whoever, straight up, we don't leave these guys. And instead, they allowed him to shoot, get wide open looks, and then they got a big lead, and then we're fighting for our lives in this game. Luckily, USA comes back and wins, but yeah, I'm with you, Rambo. It makes me scratch my head.
Yeah, and like, he's been getting a lot of heat over his rotations. Like, I get it, not playing Embiid against South Sudan, but this weirdness with Tatum is because it's really a thing, and it's more than just one game. You know, Ant-Man was a little bit off today, I thought, at times in the game. You know, he was a little inconsistent, but you know, to me, you got resources. I get it. Not everyone's going to get in every game, but this was a game that was made to get a guy who handles pressure, you know, to get Jason Tatum out there. Either way, down 13 with one quarter to go, they find the way to get the win. But, man, our boy, by the way, for Hawks fans, I know we don't see the old Stars and Stripes go down, but a hell of a day for Bogey. Bogey was a big factor in getting the Serbia up on where they were, hitting some big threes, man.
No doubt. I mean, this is the thing. Like, there are nights where Mike, you know, obviously Trey looks for Bogey, and the deals have been done. He's here. He's going to be back. But there, you watch this kind of game, and you go, there are nights Bogey could take over. He's that good. I don't know if people realize how good of a shooter he is. We kind of take it for granted. But, yeah, we were down as much as 17 to Serbia to come back and now in the gold medal match. And, by the way, playing France, you guys know who plays for France? Wimby.
Yep.
Wimby.
And Rudy Gobert.
Correct.
Dealing with an injury, but they got some dudes.
They got some dudes.
Beat Germany.
Yep. And Schroeder, I think, had 18 or 19 today in that game. He played well in these Olympics, by the way, Dennis Schroeder. But
he always gets up for playing us, too.
No doubt. So I still think we'll be fine, but cannot take France lightly. And, Mike, you said it, home court advantage, right? They are going to be out cheering loud. I mean, it's going to be insane. And we got to be able to overcome that. But these guys, that's what they do for a living. I mean, they play on the road all the time. This shouldn't be any bigger. I think this might have been the win to spark them to gold.
Right. And maybe, you know, look, I think we all thought Serbia was going to be the tough out. That's why we had that story yesterday. And Guy talked that said they did rest Joker in those two. It's supposed to be an exhibition where, yeah, you got Joker. And they did make some hay when Joker was on the bench. But you're right. More questions than answers for Steve Kerr. But if you take the gold home, no one's going to talk about what you did or didn't do with your roster against Serbia.
All right. And you said Lyles came in and he got the bronze, right?
Yeah. So we later find out that Noah Lyles, who wins gold in the 100 at that photo finish that they had to go back and look at, races the 200. He had tested positive for COVID and said, screw it, I'm going. And then I just saw Danny Cannell posted a video. I had not seen this yet, but it's before the track stars, they are divas. They come out and he does like this crazy wild man introduction where he's working up the crowd and he's running around. Have you seen this, Oren? I mean,
yeah, so afterwards when he did that, he actually, they gave him a yellow card after the race was over with.
Yeah, I mean,
for
so
a violation.
So basically, if you got COVID, just walk over and get in the blocks and save that freaking energy. He literally did like the funky chicken for like 10 minutes before we finally got in there shoot the race off, man.
It's crazy. When you guys told me when and Turtle said, hey, he got the bronze, I was like, what happened? And then this story came out. Right. So, yeah, man, do you give him a pass, by the way? You give him a pass?
I mean, look, the guy still ran with COVID and ran the bronze, but it is funny. Danny Cannell brings up a great point. Maybe you should save some of that energy.
404-726-0929. Again, this hour brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we're going to talk about what's going on around the National Football League and get you caught up with everything. Grant will join us also in the 6 o'clock hour. Braves on their way to Colorado, if you are wondering. So that is where we will next see them starting tomorrow. And by the way, our coverage tomorrow of the Falcons and Dolphins begins at 5 o'clock. Kick is at 7 right here for your home for Falcon football. And we also said, I said, Mike, earlier, we got plenty of preseason football, man. This weekend, right. Vegas taking on Minnesota. That game's on Saturday afternoon. Sunday, Cowboys at Rams at 4:30 kick. Pre-game's at 4. And then next week, guys, we get Corky Kell. We get, you know, high school football underway here in the great state of Georgia. So there's a lot on the way.
I've got a second cousin, son, what does that make it? My second nephew down in a place for Benedictine. They're taking on Buford.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're coming up from Savannah. So that's going to be a big game as part of Corky Kell.
That is a big game. All right, so lots in store. But just a reminder, we are your home for the Falcons. We are your home for the National Football League. Monday night, Thursday night, all the big games as well through the course of the season.
Hey, man, we talked about the depth chart earlier with the Falcons. No big surprise. Now, again, you're not going to see the starters out there, but the wide receivers, it is Drake London, it's Darnell Mooney, so he is WR2, Carl. Okay. And then Ray McLeod is listed on the first depth chart that they put out yesterday, the day before yesterday for the Falcons. All the offensive linemen, no big surprises there. Tight end listed as Kyle Pitts and then Charlie Werner. And no big surprise, you know, Bijan's out there. He is, you know, it's a one-back set.
That's right.
No more fullbacks.
Right.
I'm not sure where Zach Robinson would ever have Bijan and Algier back there for a mismatch. That's not how he operates.
Yeah. McLeod and Darnell Mooney, what's up, Darnell, have both been making plays in practice. Now, can that translate, Mike, to the season and certainly, you know, when it matters? I'm hoping it does, but we've been saying this, and I hope you guys have been here. So these guys, every time you turn around, they're catching balls at practice. So I'm hoping that translates. And, you know, we asked Torrey McElhaney yesterday. I just feel like Mooney and Kirk Cousins have a little something going on.
Right.
Whatever it is. And
he lobbied for him.
Yeah. But you know, they are different people. They certainly have different personalities. But whatever that's worth, Mike, if that translates again into touchdowns, I'm all for it.
Now, it is interesting. We're not going to see our starters, and that's our coach's prerogative. I get it with Kirk Cousins. That's kind of self-explanatory. But we are seeing a lot of other teams going with their starters. Caleb Williams is going to be out there for Chicago with the Bears. You saw that at Hard Knocks. So the Bears are going to throw him out there. Talked about Patrick Mahomes. You're going to see some starters for the Chiefs. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Everyone's got their different approach on this with this. Ever since we've kind of compressed it with the 3 weeks, some coaches say, I get more out of the scrimmages, like what we just did with Miami, than the actual game. But we will get to see Michael Penix Jr. for, if not the entire second half, first half, certainly a big chunk of that first half on Friday night.
Poll questions up at Dukes and Bell 929. How much do you need to see? What would you be satisfied with? A quarter? A few series? Maybe a half? Or maybe even into the third quarter? People are voting. Most of you have voted. I think it's 60-some-odd percent, Mike. Maybe 67. 7 or 8% who say they agree with us. It's a half. They got it. We got to see him for a half.
Right.
And it's not, we're not being selfish on this, guys. This is not us pressing the issue. I just feel like these are important reps. We now know this, right? For everybody who says, oh, preseason doesn't mean anything, it does for certain people.
Right. I mean, look, it is what it is when it came down to Arthur Smith last year and Desmond. I'll never, ever, ever understand how you thought one series for a guy that only had 4 starts in his entire NFL career was the way to go. Kevin O'Connell for the Vikings says it will be...
Who?
Sam Darnold.
Starting.
Yeah, I haven't heard one good thing about J.J. McCarthy up in Minnesota or one good thing about Drake May in New England, even from the coaching staff. But he says the starters for the Vikings will play in this game, so at least for a series. But last year, it was all about Ritter. You need to have our guy, Penix Jr., get as many reps.
Yes.
Because just in the off chance that Cousins, you know, has a slow, you know, something crops up between now and week one.
I totally agree. Bills starters are going to play Saturday against the Bears. So to your point.
Interesting.
Now, again, how much time? It doesn't matter. The fact is, I think Josh Allen is like, look, I got a bunch of new receivers. We're going up against another team. Let's see what happens. So they are going to play the Bears. I think that game's at 1 o'clock on Saturday. But yeah, man, the Bills are saying, Sean McDermott, we're going to play our guys.
Okay, one last NFL nugget for you. We spoke about it earlier. Patriots are out of the Brandon Ayuk mix. Apparently, Brandon has no interest in going to Boston. And then the other story is apparently the Cleveland and the Steelers are still in the mix for Brandon Ayuk. But this other story that dropped today is they're asking for, it sounds like the 49ers want a number one. I don't know if you're going to get a first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk. Kyle Shanahan asked today about his future. Quote, hope Ayuk's here, but ready for next man up.
Yeah, I think he's gone from we can get a deal done to let's move on. This has become kind of the theme. 49ers are a Super Bowl-ready team, guys, and that's without Brandon Ayuk. Now, they need Trent Williams, but that's without Ayuk. And I think now, Mike, it's, you know, we're about to hit the preseason. we don't want to continue to talk about whether Ayuk's going to be here or not. So I think, you know, Shanahan's kind of fed up. Speaking of football, Frank Schwab stopped by the show, Yahoo Sports. We'll ask him a bunch of these things and get his take on what he believes is going down with these trades potentially and some of the quarterback stuff that we've been talking about. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.